At Starbucks in Toledo, across from the depot, she drank their last latte supreme. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over, sat down and asked her her name. When caffeine finally hit her, she said, "I'm not bitter, but they ran out of latte supreme. I'm hungry for latte, and caffeine is my way. I'm after whatever the Starbucks life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. He walked at a fast coffee pace. He rushed to the table and sat down beside us. He had a strange look on his face. His big hands were shaking. He picked up the table. For a moment I thought I was dead. Starbucks started quaking as the table was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "Oh, how could you do this, Lucille? You drank the last latte, you know how I feel. I've had some bad times and been through some sad times, but this time the hurting won't heal. You drank the last latte, Lucille." Now after he left us, she wanted more coffee, but we had just missed the last call. So from the Starbucks room to another caffeine room, we walked without talking at all. I ordered two lattes, and while this made her happy, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. As I started to throw up, when his words to her popped up, kept coming back time after time. "Oh, how could you do this, Lucille? You drank the last latte, you know how I feel. I've had some bad times and been through some sad times, but this time the hurting won't heal. You drank the last latte, Lucille. Yes, you drank the last latte, Lucille."